Let's go back to St. Louis and bring in Henry Schulman at Hank Schulman on Twitter. Of course, covers the Giants for the Chronicle. Henry, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Marty.
Good. How's the weather? I always ask the weather report whenever you guys go to the Midwest.
It's been cloudy all day. It's been a little hazy, but there hasn't been any rain this afternoon. And, I mean, the Giants took batting practice. I think they're going to proceed as scheduled. We may get some weather in the evening, but I don't think anything that's going to prevent the game from starting.
Henry, you got the front page story today in the Chronicle. I get it delivered at home, and there it was on the lower part of the front page. You got front page billing talking about has the worm turned and sort of outlining what's gone on here for the first, 45, 46 games. What are your thoughts about it now?
Well, what's funny was that story didn't start out that way. That story was, you know, supposed to be is this an end of an era type of story because of how badly they were playing. But, lead times being lead times, I had about a week to work on that. And then in that week, they had their five-game winning streak. So I changed up the tone of the story a little bit. The point still holds, though. They had about as bad a first quarter of a season as you could possibly have for a contending team, not just on the field but off the field with everything that happened. It'd be pretty easy to sort of write them off, except that, with that second wild card, you really can't write anybody off. And then they got healthy, a little healthier, and really, I mean, it's been a different team with Stan and Crawford back.
I think so. You've talked about Pagan, and I know we kidded about it in spring training. I said, boy, they ought to bring him back, and of course they're never going to bring him back. But it's the idea of having the leadoff guy get on and being a force. And believe it or not, since Span has come back from the injury, he has become a force at the top of the lineup.
Yeah, which is interesting because he wasn't before he got hurt. And you just never know how things are going to go in this game. It's just crazy. I mean, I'm not saying anything new here. He was not very effective at the start of the season and when he was healthy. And then he crashed into the wall and he had to take some time off. And sometimes when you start from scratch, which he had to do when he picked up a bat for the first time and swung it, you can get back into some good habits. And it only takes one adjustment, one thing with your hands, one thing with your foot, one inch or two about where you're standing in the box. And that can make the difference between seeing the ball and not seeing the ball. And he's been really good. And I think another thing that Span has done is he's really helped the up-the-middle defense. You had two of the four up-the-middle players who were out for an extended period with Crawford and Span. I mean, at one point, Posey, too, with the concussion for 7 days. And we saw it the second half of last year. Despite his age, he's still pretty fast. And he has some issues defensively. He actually an interesting player who's a lot better going back on the ball than he is coming in. He doesn't have the greatest arm in the world, but I don't think there's any question that the defense has improved with Span in there every day as well. So he's really, really playing like the player they had hoped when they signed him into that 3-year deal.
Well, Henry Schulman with us. You look at this team, it is interlocking parts. It's always been that way. It's not one guy that gets it done. So you get Span doing something, and all of a sudden you look in the lineup, and I look at my scorecard in the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning. Nunez is huge, and Arroyo is huge down at the bottom of the order. So that's the kind of team they are. They've got to hit up and down the order.
I mean, again, any team does. And the Giants, for so many years before the championship time, and even sometimes during this championship era, you get through the first four hitters of the lineup and the other team didn't have to worry. And, Nunez does give you an element of speed in the sort of the 6-7 spot there that really helps, because that can be unnerving to a pitcher. And the issue with him, of course, is he really hasn't driven the ball the whole year, but he said he's been working real hard with Hensley Mullins to try and figure some things out. And, if the Giants are fortunate last night, and really, I mean, he hit that home run off Romo in the 9th inning of the last home game. I mean, if you're the Giants, you hope that he's found something and he can start hitting the ball hard consistently. And, I mean, because he can't steal first base, you got to use that speed once you're on base. And Arroyo, you know, it's a matter of adjustment. I mean, you knew he was going to struggle, whether it was going to be after 2 weeks, 4 weeks, because pitchers adjusted to him, and they've had him move a little closer to the plate to try and get a little more extension on some of those pitches off the outside. One thing Bruce Bochy noted today that was he liked was the fact that Arroyo actually had a couple of really bad at-bats yesterday and was able to make an adjustment or didn't let it get to his head in the later innings, and he came up with two big hits.
Yeah, huge hits, and he stayed back on the breaking ball, and Morse did as well, and that was a huge part of the eighth inning. Henry, any updates? And I know you've obviously talked to Bochy already. On any of the injured players, anyone coming back soon? And if so, how do they get them back on the roster?
Well, to answer your second question first, there are a couple of guys on the roster who have options, Josh Osich and Mack Williamson. And I mean, I'm not saying those are the first two guys who get sent out, but usually it's the guys with options who are sent out first, as we saw with Kelby Tomlinson the other day. And the first guy who is probably going to come back is going to be Gillespie. He just started his rehab assignment with Sacramento, I believe, last night. And he's the first guy back, and then I think Hill would be the second guy back. Pence isn't really close. Pence is eligible to come off, Tuesday in New York, but as of yesterday, he still wasn't doing any running. And I saw him, he went out and did a short workout today with the trainer. I didn't actually see if he did any light jogging or anything like that. But, you know, you figure that Pence is going to have to do some running for a few days before they could even consider sending him out on a rehab assignment, if that's what they're going to do. At some point they're going to have to make a decision, I would think, on, some of these guys who don't have options or not. They could, you know, you start using this 10-day disabled list to their advantage as sort of a merry-go-round, a carousel of getting guys off the roster for a short period of time. Other teams are doing it. The Dodgers are doing it with their rotation. And, maybe the Giants even did that a little bit with Gillespie. I don't know if Gillespie had the kind of injury that would have kept him out if this was the pennant race in September with the back spasms. I think a lot of that depends on what their needs are at the time and, you know, who's healthy and who's not when these guys come back.
Henry, Samardzija and Carlos Martinez, and you look at both these guys, strikeout pitchers. Samardzija in May, Henry, 21 innings, pitched 28 strikeouts, no walks. Now, in the middle of the year last year, the guy was terrific. Are we back to that again? Is he trustworthy? What do you think about Samardzija in this matchup today?
Well, I mean, as long as Samardzija is not walking, guys, and like you said, it's been three straight starts. And actually, when I brought up that point, he got mad at me because, like, I jinxed him.
Right.
I don't really believe in jinxes. But, no. You know, if they do it, you know, who knows? And if he walks a guy in the first inning, I expect him to look up in the press box and point at me.
Yes.
As long as he doesn't walk, guys, look, he's going to give up home runs because he is around the plate. And he's got a two-seamer with a lot of movement, and a lot of times that thing's going to come, not a lot, you'd hope, but sometimes that thing's going to come back over the plate. And he's going to give up a solo homer here or an RBI double there. The key for him or any pitcher really is limiting the damage. And if he's got that split working with the movement on that fastball and even some of the command with the curveball that he's brought back, with those three pitches alone, he's going to be awfully tough to hit. And the Cardinals are not exactly in a explosive mode right now. So I would expect him to have a good game.
Brian Morris is coming up the ladder a little bit. We had him on our show today, and two strikeouts and an easy fly ball yesterday, and he seems to be a guy who's been around. I expect they'll use him a little more.
Yeah, and I posted a little story last night. You can see it on sfchronicle.com and sfgate.com with some notes on some of the pitchers who pitched last night. And Morris is an interesting guy because he was a very effective reliever for a couple of years with the Pirates and the Marlins. And then last year, he had to have back surgery and he missed the last 4 months of the season. And for a team like the Giants, that provides an opportunity because you can get him on a minor league deal. You don't have to make a huge commitment or investment because there are no teams out there, I presume, who are willing to give him a major league deal. Well, all of a sudden, you have a healthy Brian Morris after a little detour because he had his foot broken by a comebacker during spring training, and now we're seeing the power sinker that he has that made him an effective reliever back then. He's only 30 years old, and you know, as Bochy always says, these guys will kind of dictate their own futures based on how well they do. And you know, Morris is a sixth and seventh inning kind of guy right now. Yesterday, he pitched in the eighth inning, so in a one-run game, so it's fairly obvious that he's getting a little more trustworthy in the bullpen.
Well, it's interesting. Well, I'll let you go with this. I know you've got a lot to do, but Cubs get rained out today. There's a ripple effect. There's no Arrieta for the Giants, and they open up with Lackey. I don't know if that's good or bad, because Arrieta's getting lit
up.
Yeah,
I know. Well, I mean, that's the way it goes sometimes, and I mean, who knows if for some reason this game gets rained out and they have to play a doubleheader tomorrow, the Giants will have to make an adjustment somewhere down the road against the Cubs. These are the things that happen, and you just have to go out there and, you know, try and do what you do every day, which is get your team a few runs and hope your guy holds them. And it's going to be up to Ty Block, who's been pitching awfully well, to hold down that Cubs lineup at a time when the Cubs are not exactly as good as they're going to be this season. And, you know, you can't really worry about who's on the other side.
Now, you've got three people in the studio here shaking their heads at you when you said doubleheader tomorrow. So we're going to go in the Samardzija camp, Henry. If you jinx us, we're gonna hunt you down. We're going to find you. Right, Josh? We're going to do that. Josh is eating. Well, look, I appreciate taking the time and being on. And this is a good week of baseball. I think, you know, we start in spring training. We stand there and talk about it and all that. You never know how it's going to start. But this, for me, is a determinative week of baseball either way. I mean, they go 4-3, and then we'll be talking about this in 2 weeks. But if something good happens this week, I think it propels them back into this thing.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is getting back to .500. And, right. And as I looked at the schedule last night, and actually they played 27 out of their 47 games leading into the All-Star break on the road. And they have not been a good road team. But the last two road games, they actually came back in the ninth inning to win.
Right.
So they're going to have to be a much better road team if they want to reach their goal, or really the goal you're looking at for them, right, which is to get to .500 by the All-Star break. That's all you really need to do. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to win 45 out of 47
right,
games, because once you're at .500 at the All-Star break, then you can do so. That's your launch point. A good series here in St. Louis would be an awfully good start toward that.
Boy, it sure would. And you know something, you get away from AT&T Park, which is a tough place to hit, and you get in some other parks, and maybe they hit better. Who knows? Maybe, you know, after this, you know, hitting is cyclical. Maybe you get in on the road, you get into smaller parks, maybe you hit better, you know. So we'll see. We'll see how it turns out. But I appreciate you being on as always, and have a good night tonight, and we'll look forward to seeing you next week.
Okay, Marty.
All right. Thanks, Henry. Boy, that was great. Henry Schulman, very good. Okay, I told Henry he should have his own show. It really is good.